Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm still not used to hearing you say Bachelor in Paradise wrap up.
It's hard to come off my tongue, I have to say. I have to think about it as I'm saying it. But yes, we're in week two, VIP. How are you feeling about it?
Pretty good. I feel like we don't need that extra hour a week we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just getting a little long. Yeah, getting a little long.
We have this new thing where it's like we lead off with a rose ceremony and then you think you're getting one at the end of the second episode to have a nice bookend. But no, there's some drama that's going to happen at the end before we can find out who gets the roses.
Yeah, not what I would choose if I were choosing, but that is what is happening.
Yes.
That is our truth and we must live it.
Yes. They always need that hook to get you coming in next week. So we can't have that nice, clean ending. So we start off this episode one with the rose ceremony. And it's the guys, the first rose ceremony, the guys giving the roses to the women. And let's see, we have some predictable ones that we knew were coming. Derek gives his rose to Demi, Clay to Nicole. Then we had Will's to Katie. We didn't really know where Will's was going to go.
No, nor did I remember this. Ethan and I were chatting about it later. Like, wait, who did Wills give his rose to?
Right.
And we couldn't remember. I think I would have guessed Sydney, but Kevin was the one who gave his rose to Sydney.
Yes, which is interesting because, as we'll see later on, both these supposed couples, at least rose ceremony couples, really are non-existent later on.
Yeah.
JPJ, speaking of another one that didn't seem to pan out. JPJ gives his rose to Anyeka, Cam to Kaylin, Dylan to Hannah. No surprise. It was sort of like if Dylan gave the rose first or Blake gave the rose first, we know it was going to Hannah. So Blake gives his rose to Tayshia. What did you think about Tayshia accepting the rose from Blake?
I loved her. Sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure she would say yes, but hey, at that point, there's only a few options left. So if you want to stay and see who shows up.
Yeah, and if it's like it's the first rose ceremony, why wouldn't you want to just accept the pity rose and hope that someone comes along next week?
Yeah, that's a smart move. And then Chris Bukowski in that clutch spot there where all the women are, you know, really wanting the Bukowski rose. And Elise thinks it's going to be her, but he goes with Christina. So there's Viviana, Jane, and Annalise. I think I'm getting confused with Big Brother right now. I think she's Annalise, right? On Bachelor.
I thought it was opposite.
So Annalise is Big Brother for sure.
Right.
So maybe it's Annalise.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Who cares? We don't have to talk about her for another year at least.
Right. She'll be back, right?
Probably. Yeah, this is exactly the three we were expecting to go home, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. So, actually, I might have called that Sydney was going home. I think you had it right. Yeah, and then we didn't really see anything with Christina and Chris later on. It was just like,
no, we didn't.
So, anyway. Yeah, do you think it was just Annalise coming on too strong? Or
I just don't think she is a good fit for this world is the nicest way I could put it.
You mean the Bachelor world, not the world in general?
Yeah, just okay. The Bachelor world. Although she hasn't really proved that she's fit for the rest of the world either. She's afraid of cars and animals and existing.
Yeah. What was the big thing? Bumper cars, birds. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think she's kind of entertaining on the show. So from that standpoint, but it looks like Cam has maybe taken the Annalise spot for, which I think they would have been smart to pair up. But
yeah, a lot of people are saying, like, why didn't Cam and Annalise get together? They're obviously perfect for each other. They're both insane and also so clingy.
Could you see a scenario where we have the reunion show and they're like, you know how they had like with Benoit and Claire? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, there's a secret couple that you didn't know that they found each other after the show behind the scenes. And it's Cam and Annalise.
I could absolutely see that.
Perfect. So the there was one line that stood out to me that I have in my notes that Bibiana said, and she was like, maybe if I hooked up with Blake, I'd still be here. And I thought that was producer shade. What did you think? Like, oh, like these, all these people that hooked up with Blake get to stick around rather
than
just...
Yeah, that was a good call. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. What do you think the problem with where Bibiana may have went wrong or why she's not finding luck on this show?
I just think that Bibiana maybe is like a slow burn kind of girl. Mm-hmm. Where like obviously she's very beautiful, but it takes a little bit to get to know her super well. She doesn't let you in right away.
Right.
And in a show or in a experience, a love finding experience in which that's necessary, I just don't know if Bibiana is like the perfect fit for that. But like, it doesn't really make sense to me because she seems fun and great and wonderful. So I just don't really get why it's not a success for her. Maybe third time's a charm.
Yeah, that could be. I would have hoped that she kind of fell into that spot of like what she did to Colton where, oh, you know, I think you deserve to be here kind of thing. But on the other hand, that doesn't always give us the best TV when we see people like Alexis or people staying around that they're not really in relationships. So maybe it's all for the best and she can find someone IRL. And then Demi said, Chris saved us all from Annalise. So she was not a fan. And they weren't even on the same season. So I thought that was kind of funny that they had beef.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. We get the arrivals, the new arrivals. And what I wanted to ask you is we've always kind of talked about, like, is the best spot to be in the original cast? And I think we've settled on that. But I'm starting to wonder, like, do you think it's better to be like an early arrival because then you're insured that date card? Or are you just coming on with, you know, too much to make up for?
I think this spot is pretty good because people are still pretty open to making new relationships. So yeah, I do think being there right off the bat is the best. But, you know, I like this spot. I almost feel like this spot was wasted on Jordan because I kind of felt like after last season, he's probably not going to make a really solid connection. Like it would almost be better suited for him to come in at the end and kind of be fun and be like, hey, this is what I went through last year. You know, just be careful or this and that, or I know it's real. So like follow your heart rather than right off the bat where he probably is not going to stick around for much longer. Yeah. And we could have had somebody with more potential come in.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's like he almost the other guys didn't even take him seriously when he was talking to their women. And it's almost like he came in to be like this mischief maker, but it's a little too early for that. It's not really going to, no one's going to feel like, oh, I've got to keep Jordan around. And he arrives, Jordan Kimball. I was kind of surprised that he was just even on the cast again in a little bit, in a small way, I guess, just because of what happened last time. But I do enjoy his sound bites and his strange analogies.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was a lot of fun these last two episodes, and I feel like it's because he had so few stakes in the game. Last season, he was prone to some temper tantrums just because he was so into Jenna and wanted to be with her so badly that, you know, that kind of not as great side came out. Where in these last two episodes, he was just kind of like firing him off and he was a lot of fun. When he first walked in, Ethan was like, oh, I don't really know if I'm gonna like this guy. I'm like, you know what, I think you will. And by the end of tonight's episode or yesterday's episode, he was like, oh yeah, like I'm in too.
Nice. Yeah, I think we saw him pull Hannah, he pulled Nicole, he pulled Christina, so we got to see his reaction to like, hey, what's my boy Blake been doing? Like, he's just incredulous at what he's finding out and piecing together. So that was pretty funny to have like a little more humor behind it than just tears around this whole storyline.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, he was fun and I'm glad he did end up coming in this early, but you know.
He asks Hannah on a one-on-one and she says yes and then takes it back. What do you think of this move?
I don't love the takesy backsies. But I get it. I get saying yes to something and then thinking about it and being like, oh, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And like, I think her reasoning was pretty sound. Like, hey, like, I've already got these two guys that I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't want to add any confusion to that, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to, so Nick Vial has a podcast. I was listening to his, and he is all in on like, this is everything with Hannah is just very strategic because of social media. And he was talking about like the whole, like what we find out later about Blake and Hannah meeting up, that mm-hmm. the backstory could be that they were just strategizing, like, we will be a couple in paradise because it's like good for our brand kind of thing.
And yeah. So, and I saw this meme Nick posted. Yes. And it was like the beach scene where they had the three of them. Mm-hmm. And Hannah was like, oh, who do I choose? A guy who I really like, or a guy with 600 more Instagram followers, or 600,000 more Instagram followers than the other guy?
Totally. So I'm bringing that up because it's like, well, I could see maybe the wheels turning, like, oh, like, yeah, I'm not into Jordan at all, but I would get more airtime going on a date with him. It would be amusing, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. thing. And then I think, you know, maybe she's like, well, yeah, I guess I don't need to do that. I already have this whole triangle going on. So then he goes to Nicole, and Nicole also already has her relationship with Clay, the dynamic personality Clay. And Nicole decides to accept the date. Were you surprised by that?
No, I think I think like, you know, if Nicole was on the season with Kaylin, she would have said yes to a date with him.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Nicole and Annalise are all that different.
Yeah, except Nicole is like just the hot commodity that all the guys are coming in for, which I guess so. Annalise last year was kind of, there were quite a few guys I think that were into her. But yeah, I think Nicole is just loving being the Bachelorette of Paradise. And she's mentioned that a few times. Whoa, like these guys are fighting over me. And she wanted to make Clay jealous. But she wasn't seriously interested in Jordan at one point. I think she in an ITM was like, oh my God, I could actually kind of see him being a decent partner, or like, you know, just she couldn't believe it. So mm-hmm. Like I could almost see it. But they have,
but like, is she not like if Hannah's strategizing, yeah, like is Nicole not?
Yeah, is it more strategizing to like make Clay jealous, or is it like, hey, I'm gonna get the same,
I'm gonna get the airtime now.
Right. Yeah, good point. This was Jorge's return. Jorge getting more airtime than Wells. Jorge's Torres doing the zip line. And I've seen a lot of the close-ups of Nicole's face circulating online.
Oh my gosh, what a shame.
Yeah. Not the most flattering. But somehow Jordan managed to like look perfect on his close-up on the GoPro somehow. But yeah, they zip line, and then they have a date where Jorge lost his virginity.
Yikes.
And I think the funniest thing for me was Clay back at the Jalapa, or back at, you know, wherever they are, rationalizing, telling all the guys like, well, it's the name of the game, and like making all these sports metaphors about like, kind of laughing it off. But he does not have the same approach later on when Nicole goes on her third date, as we'll see. So he's calm, collected about it there. And then let's see, anything else about that date? It was just kind of a fun excursion that wasn't gonna amount to anything, right?
I think that's good.
Yeah. Then we have a scene where the women, Demi, Tayshia, Kaylin, are just putting Blake on blast, like behind the scenes, and he gets injured and loses a toenail. And they're all kind of celebrating it.
Like, too real to me.
Oh yeah.
As you guys may remember, I also recently suffered a toe injury, and I would have been upset if that toe injury happened and I had to, you know, be on the beach all the time worried about getting sand in there.
Yeah, or if you found out like three of your friends were just like praising that happened to you.
Yeah,
or I guess not friends. They weren't friends, so
yeah, but frenemies.
Frenemies. But I'm kind of loving, injury aside, I'm not wishing an injury on him, but just kind of loving that they can all kind of laugh about him behind the scenes.
The thing is about Blake is that, you know, they're trying to make him out to be a player, but he's really just a dork, which is fine. Right. Like, I mean, I have a Bachelor podcast, so like, who am I to judge? But it's just, you know, he's still not quite like that Casanova that they might be trying to portray him as.
Yeah, that's probably why he's in the mess. That he, you know, he's not like an experienced Casanova player.
He's not smooth about it.
No. So that's why it's all coming to a head here. Speaking of not smooth, Cam's poem to Kaylin. We have Cam and Kaylin. They're trying to... Cam thinks this is a thing.
It's not. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. I licked my lower lip and your jalapeno Rita spice still lingered and brought me such joy.
I truly just blacked out during that. So... anything you're saying to me, I feel like you could have made up.
I wish I made that up. That was so terrible.
Awful.
Yeah. It was very painful. She kept her composure. So, you know.
Just barely, though. You know, right. You could tell from her face that she was just not really digging what was going on.
Yes. So, just in the nick of time, Mike Johnson arrives. Big Mike is his nickname, I guess. So, that caused a stir. How excited were you to see Mike here?
Pretty excited. You know, we're fans of him here on The Bachelor Wrap Up.
Mm-hmm. I am going to have a hard time if he's... I'm not going to be surprised if he's not The Bachelor, but I'm going to have a hard time. Like, now I'm really invested in him being The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not feeling Pete the Pilot. He's not going to be on Paradise, I don't think. So... it's like, I'd rather have someone who's like more recent in my mind and someone that will make history. So who's lovable. So I'm really liking Mike. And obviously we know how episode 2 pans out where, but on episode 1, he chooses Kaylin, but basically any woman on the beach was like dying for that date. And Cam, this is where we get the whole monologue about how Cam was born to be a husband, born to be a father.
I hate when this stuff happens. And he's like, oh, Kaylin, like, I'm going to be on one knee at the end of this proposing to you. I hate this stuff. Like, you met her 45 and a half seconds ago.
Right. Yeah, it's just so awkward. And like, we've just seen it before. But maybe because, and I think we got in a question about this, but like, it's so like what Evan was like, and we hated that. But then because Evan was successful, it's like, he's the outlier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Felipe Shimon, he said, does Cam have Evan upside or is he far too cringe? And I think, you and I would probably agree. Too cringe,
far
right?
Too cringe.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have said that about Evan though.
I know.
I just feel like Evan has some self-awareness.
Right.
That Cam just does not possess.
Yeah. And I think and then it's like Carly and Kaylin are two different people. Like, Carly was older. She's a little quirky herself and was also just kind of in that mindset of like, she really did want to settle down. I think I remember hearing somewhere, I just wish I knew exactly where, it's probably some podcast, but I think one of the producers, maybe Elon, at the time, who was a producer at the time, like, pulled her aside and was like, Carly, like, Evan lives in Nashville and he's a really successful doctor, you know, like, kind of some of those producer things where it puts it in a new light. It's not like she just suddenly had this light bulb totally on her own. So some of those kind of things where I'm like, what can you really say about Cam? To put him in a new light.
He has a windmill tattoo.
Oh yeah. And I think it was like a giant cardinal bird as well.
Yeah, the placement of both those, not my personal taste, but
right.
Your body, your choice, you know.
True. Yeah. Kind of like when they see your tattoos kind of seem more integrated and like there's a theme going on where it's artwork rather than just like slapped, like those like temporary tattoos, but just larger slapped on, you know?
Yeah.
maybe we'll get the story someday of what the meaning is there, but we can hold out for that. All right. So we also have a scene where Wills and Katie. Wills does that move that we like. Making a little date. What was happening here? Like, this really came out of nowhere, I felt like. Wills and Katie, and then Chris.
Yeah. he Wills gave his rose to Katie. So like right. that makes it kind of be like, hey, listen, you know, I'm into this.
Mm-hmm.
But he says to Katie, like, oh, I'm like you, but I'm not into you. He's into her, right?
Yeah.
She freaks out. Yeah. She starts crying.
Right, because he's into her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't understand this. Well, we saw nothing of them before, but then she just gets so upset and just sort of says, like, yeah, like, basically, it's not going to happen. But she felt really guilty about it because he did all these nice things. And then we see Chris and Katie talking, and it's like, she's really into that. And that was
for what reason?
We never saw them speaking. What is this? Where is this coming from? But then we just have her saying, like, he's amazing. And I'm having a hard time just because it was so long that he was on the show, but we were not fans. I just wish, like, besides him showing up at Andy's season, like, I have trouble placing, like, exactly what he did or who he was paired up with in the past.
Well, I thought you remember in one season, he, I think her name was Elise. She was super annoying.
Uh-huh.
And he convinced her to leave with him to Chicago. So she did. And then they broke up like 3 weeks later.
Yeah. That started ringing a bell. Yeah.
That was like maybe season one or two.
Uh-huh. Right. I think it's like relatively normal in Emily's season. It just like they weren't a good match. Or
yeah, because he made it to hometowns, did he not?
Yeah, he did. Because I remember them going to Chicago. Yeah, so apparently they're a couple, and maybe we'll find out more later on. But I still don't have answers. I think after episode two, we just see them together. Then we have the whole Blake, Hannah, Dylan drama. So
yeah,
it's getting messy, and Dylan keeps feeling like he doesn't get why. And many of the other people on the beach don't get why Hannah is still giving Blake a chance or why she's just not kind of all in with Dylan. We see Blake taking her aside, doing his swing dancing move. And then all the women are like, oh, yeah, he did that with me. He did that with me. That's his thing. And then Dylan goes up to them to take her away. And then it just becomes this like fight between the two of them. Like she's like a puppy. Had her
and
all
this
day.
Happened in the second episode too with Christian and Clay and Nicole.
Yeah.
And I just don't love it. It's more like, hey, Hannah, do you want to come have a talk with me? Or do you want to keep talking to Blake? Because whichever you choose, it kind of makes it clear of what your intentions were.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hannah not saying, hey, yeah, Dylan, why don't we go talk for a couple seconds? Blake, we'll catch up later.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be pretty obvious to Dylan that maybe this isn't going where he thought it was going.
Yeah, yeah. I think it sort of dawns on him later on. But yeah, it feels like an even worse version of like the interrupting in the like the first night one of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where it's like, oh, can I steal her for a second? But at least then they're like, oh, this is the protocol. Someone interrupts, then you go talk, then you go back. And whereas this, it just becomes this awkward standoff. And mm-hmm. yeah, I would have loved Hannah to just kind of step in and be like, okay, I'm going to do this, which Nicole, I think, did a better job of. And this is something where Nick also was kind of, I think he said something along the lines of like, oh, well, maybe, you know, it's like standing back because, oh, this is good TV kind of thing. So you never know what is going into someone's mind in that situation. But was it really great TV? I don't know.
No, it was just awkward and weird.
Yeah. Then we do find out, because Dylan is persistent in kind of like getting this out of Hannah, which props to him because she's very closed off. It seems like she's very, keeps things close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
But we learn that Blake flew out to Birmingham 1 week before Paradise. So thoughts on that, Haley?
I don't love it. I get it, but it feels like the show is no longer Pure?
Right. That's can we not, call I this mean, pure?
It just, I know, yeah. And it's obviously, like, it's reality television. All these things are playing. These people know they're going out. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if, and it's always been, like, an out there secret that people will chat before seasons, and that kind of really came out when Joe and Sam were on a couple of years ago. But now I feel like it's becoming like a in quotation marks like thing, and it's just kind of like not great television because we're not seeing it on television.
Right. Yeah. So we just get these awkward recaps and or drama that we don't understand and or that's misrepresented because, you know, we just thought like if you didn't know this information, we'd be like Dylan, like, yeah, did they date before? Like, what's going on? So I just would have preferred, you know, at least like be upfront in your ITMs, like if Hannah had done that or Blake had done that. But what we're learning is like Blake had all these different like little secrets going on and like things very calculated, you know, to come on Paradise and like try out different relationships beforehand. What I don't get is why he took Tayshia on that date. Like now I really understand why Hannah was like, what? Why didn't he take me? Whereas before I was just like, what's the problem? Like he's just, you know, was interested in Tayshia, was interested in Hannah. But if someone had flown out to see her, and they talked about like, yeah, I want to see what this is. They kissed in Birmingham. I would have expected to get that one-on-one if I was her. So, what do you think is the big conflict with Hannah? Is she like more drawn to Blake, more drawn to Dylan? Where do you see this going?
I think she's definitely more drawn to Blake. But she knows, I think she might know that Blake's not coming off super well or that, you know, she does like that Dylan is a nice guy.
Head versus heart kind of thing. And then we kind of end on this, like with this storyline, that's kind of the conflict there. And then we see, a preview, and I just have in my notes that like, who is this person that they show that takes Nicole on a date? Because I swear, I'd never seen him in my life.
I know, neither had I, and I didn't watch the episode last night. I ended up watching it tonight, and so I knew that there was a guy named Christian. So I looked up like Christian the Bachelor, and it was like Becca season. I was like, there's a Christian on Becca season, and I was like, I don't know this guy. And then there was an article of like, who is Christian? You know, on Bachelor Paradise. I was like, oh. Click. And I'm like, he was out night one. I was like, oh, okay, there we go. That makes sense.
So the only way
Jane's gone, they would have been perfect together.
That would be very smart is like the night one boots make the alliance. They come in like, okay, we are, if we make it, like we have to like band together because we got zero airtime. Yeah, but he had his sights set on Nicole. But anyway, in the preview, I couldn't have placed him. And I thought I thought it was like, oh, maybe they're just doing this whole thing where they're bringing random people. Like maybe he's her ex or something. Like I was sure. So, but yes, he was on Becca's season. They showed a clip. So it proved it from the mental all. So then that kind of.
Do you remember that moment?
That part rang a bell when I saw like the model, the walk off kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have like, remembered him. Like I don't think he had any. Like said anything on the show. So I'm, you know, team Jordan on that one, that he was like nobody. So episode two, couple new intros in the mix. Mike did a backflip and landed on his back. That looked very dangerous. I can't remember. What did Jordan? Oh, Jordan did the sea salt spray.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes. And sea salt spray, like you have to pack a lot of that. But what if he had forgotten the sea salt spray? Can you think of anywhere that would maybe help him out?
I know I've gotten it before at like Walmart or my local drugstore. But, you know, he's in Mexico. He can't just leave the resort while he's filming to go get sea salt spray.
No. But if you're at home and you want sea salt spray or some other kind of product, red wine maybe while you're watching VIP, or you're getting ready for work in the morning, need your breakfast burrito.
Or you need hot sauce because you drank all of yours the night before.
Yeah, if you're like Jane. There is a solution. You can Postmate it. So Postmates is your personal delivery service for whatever you may need. Food, groceries, drugstore, you name it. Anything you're craving, anything you're missing in your life, anything that you need to get through the next day or that night, Postmates can deliver it. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. So, you know, maybe Mexico, he'd be a little bit out there. But anyone listening, it's perfect when you're traveling around the U.S. Get the delivery from restaurants, grocery, convenience stores, and traditional retailers that you could possibly want or need 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. How amazing is that, Haley?
It's amazing. And it will bring it to you within the hour.
That's even more amazing because a lot of times, like these other things where you're, you know, you can do grocery pickup, but you're still leaving the house for that. I don't want to leave the house.
No, I don't. I want my food brought to me. I think we've made that very clear in the past.
Yeah. Or there's like a delivery window. You don't know exactly when you're going to get it. So you need something within the hour. Don't have to leave the house to get to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is.
Store comes to you.
Yes. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. And for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners, okay, get this, $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code BR. Haley, what would you use for your first 7 days? Where do you think most of those delivery dollars would be going towards?
Gosh, the first thing coming to my head is donuts. I could go for some donuts.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be the hero of your donuts. Office and bring them in.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Postmate them to your office. It'll happen.
Oh my gosh. Perfect.
What a good idea.
That's code BR for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. So capital B as in bachelor and R as in rehab up. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it, download Postmates and save with our special code BR. And then, as always, tweet us and let us know how Postmates made your day, what you ordered.
What sea salt spray brand you're using.
I still need to try this. So you were giving some hair tips last time. So is it just like for guys with the shorter hair, or does it work with any hair texture?
No, so if your hair has a bit of a natural wave to it, sea salt spray works nicely. It kind of like adds more texture to it, makes it kind of like beachier and more like undone, but like styled at the same time. My hair is pretty straight, so I haven't had a whole lot of success with sea salt spray. It just kind of makes it like grimier, but it works for other people.
Yeah, I love that when Jordan came down and he was giving Chris Harrison the tips about it and stuff and smelling his hair. So
citrus scented this time, man.
Yeah. All right. So getting into this episode, everyone's still confused about Hannah and Blake, and they start putting more, like, taking not really the blame off Blake, but implicating Hannah more in this. Like, she's not innocent, and especially see Tayshia talking about this. And then we get like,
but if a guy was offering to like fly out to your hometown to like hang out with you beforehand, wouldn't that just, I'm sorry, that gives you an immediate connection with that guy. And yes, right. she is playing Dylan a little bit. She likes the attention from both guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't love it, but we're still in like the second week of Bachelor in Paradise. And Dylan is being a little clingy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He really is. Like every time they show her, like they look cute together, but when they show them together, he's always like, this is so amazing. This is so great. Like, I'm so happy. Like, can you believe this?
So, like, I don't think Hannah needs to be wifed up with Blake at this point either, but it's just, I don't know, chill. Like,
yeah, I think what I would like is, you know, it's really making me even more grateful for Hannah B as the Bachelorette, because I'm just seeing that Hannah G would, you know, she was a front runner for that, but I just don't see her being able to carry that season at all based on what I'm seeing on this, because she just is too private or seems like she's
calculated.
Yeah.
I think she said that before. She's definitely calculated.
Yeah. She's not wanting to reveal everything, or she's guarded. So we're not really learning how she really feels. And so it is confusing. And if she had, I've heard comparisons of, her kind of like the Kendall and Joe, but I felt like last season Kendall was very upfront with Joe, like, yeah, like, I like you, but I still want to explore things. And, you know, they found their way to each other in the end, but they didn't even leave, like, together from the show, you know? So I feel like she could be more open with Dylan. But, yeah, we never got to know Dylan. So I don't really know if, like, if he was like this with Hannah. And that's why it didn't work out with her either. But
yeah.
I don't have a good barometer for what his personality is or what he's bringing to the table other than being a good looking guy. So we also see this thing where those characters who aren't really doing much, they kind of provide the status of the other couples. So Sydney is like talking about how like Mike and Kaylin seem to be vibing, but yet Kaylin had no problem dropping Mike quickly.
It seems like every time, you know, and this is classic TV editing, every time somebody's like, hey, like, this is going well, and then we go to a scene of like, well, this is falling apart now.
Yeah. We see like Kaylin just kind of saying like, oh, I hope someone comes here that I could have a future with. It's like, wait, I thought like you liked Mike. Like, what happened to him? And then Dean walks in. So Dean lives in a van now and has a mustache.
Down by the river.
Yeah. What do you think of Dean 2.0? Upgrade, downgrade?
I always want to dislike him, but he's it's just so charming and so fun, and I really like him, and I can't help myself. I hate his hair, don't love his mustache, but gosh, he's a good time.
Yeah, well, I guess
I like having him around. He's super honest about what he's doing now.
Right.
He's not trying to sneak around. He's being very upfront with Kaylin. Like, listen, I do not have a home, nor do I own or live in a place with a shower.
Right. Yeah. And there was a story that came out that Kaylin slid into his DMs like before her season with Colton. I think before she was cast.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I forgot about that.
So I don't know how much history they have, but probably like, you know, I'm sure he went back into his DMs once he found that out, right? Like, or, I don't know that he responded to her at the time or where that went. But yeah, it's actually not Dean 2.0. It's more like 4.0, right? Because he was on Rachel's season, Bachelor in Paradise, Winter Games.
Winter Games.
Yeah. So we really liked him with Leslie and then that whole thing. But yeah, you want to like not give him that second, third chance. But yeah, he just comes in.
He's just like smiles at you and he's like, I'm so dumb. Look at me. And it's like, damn it.
Yeah. He's like puppy dog quality. I just so he talks to a few people and Kaylin is getting really upset here. Because she's saying that Christina is slut shaming her. I had a little trouble like figuring that out. I thought like Christina was just kind of telling the story that everyone kind of knew or filling them in.
And didn't Kaylin do the same thing to Christina by saying, well, he slept with Christina the night before he slept with me and they slept together and they did intercourse with each other. And then we did intercourse. And then he told me that they intercourse. And now here we are intercoursing together.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
And I didn't find like Christina was like, oh, she's such a bitch. She slept with a guy I slept with. Like, I didn't really get that at all.
No.
It was more Christina was mad at Blake than she was at. What's her name? Kaylin.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, Dean comes up to her and Kaylin is crying and she looks cute while she's crying. But apparently
this
is like, yeah, the worst. Oh my God. She's seen the absolute worst of me. Oh my God. Like, oh, I can't believe it. Like, this, I can't even speak to him. Yeah, that was strange. Like, if that's the worst you have to offer, I think you're doing okay. So yeah, I think it was, he found it probably endearing as well. So they go on their date. She's just so giddy. She's just giggling everything he says.
I like them together, I gotta say.
Yeah.
They make sense to me. I think.
What about the lifestyle though?
I think Kaylin tends to be a relationship chameleon. Mm-hmm. Where she'll just kind of go along with what the other person is saying. And like, yeah, I love traveling. Traveling's like my
thing.
That's
what I do. Yeah. Like I can totally be like the boho, live in the van. We'll have our Instagram accounts out of the van and I'll just like adopt a new style. Like I'll be like totally like vintage boho queen. Like, yeah, I can totally see that. It reminds me of the, you know, this is a dated reference, but the rom-com Runaway Bride with Julia Roberts, like, wasn't that her thing? Where she just was like, she had all these different, like, oh, this guy, like, I was, like, sporty when I was with him, or, yeah. I think I'm remembering the right one. But, yeah, I could see that, where she's like, Dean is so hot, like, I can even get over the mustache, and he's who I want, so whatever he's into at the time, this works for me. Yeah. So she's like, Mike who? Let's see. We also had a scene where Tayshia confronts Hannah, and then Hannah thought that Tayshia mean-girled her. Did you think Tayshia was over the line in that scene?
No, I feel like Tayshia was like, hey, why are you not being open about this thing where you clearly had this thing and you kind of just let me go on a date with him and you didn't mention it to me that you had seen him 1 week before. And it's just now I feel like a little off, and I feel like part of my paradise experience is a little tainted, and I get where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and like Tayshia never raised her voice. She never said, you're a slutty bitch slut. And, you know, it's just...
Yeah,
I think everyone's just a little sensey right now.
Yeah, and I think she kind of brought up like, hey, you and I were kind of in the same situation last year where we were blindsided. Like, it's kind of that girl code, like, I thought you would have had my back kind of thing.
Oh, I forgot but, about that.
Yeah, so yeah, I can see where she's coming from with that. And Hannah's line was that she didn't want, she thought it was like a private thing. She didn't want to like reveal that about Blake, that he did that. So I guess Hannah's keeping up her end of the deal. Like they probably had text saying like, yep, we won't mention this. And she's sticking to it. Whereas Kaylin did not stick to.
Yeah. It's like Hannah saw that it wasn't, oh, like I'm your dirty little secret. It's like, no, it's just, we're just trying to be chill for this episode.
Yeah. We're trying to make our season like a little bit different, or like our image a little different, or who knows, be in control of it. So, then we see Demi confiding in a lot of different people this episode. Starts with Katie, who I thought, like, I need a Katie just, like, at any moment. Like, she was just
amazing. Yeah, she's a good sounding board.
Yeah. And Tayshia. So this is where she, Demi, first comes out to Katie and reveals that she was had been dating a woman back home. We already learned this in her intro package, but... it hasn't been something on Paradise yet. Mm-hmm. And she has a relationship with Derek currently. So it seems like she's trying to figure out like, well, like I'm holding something back from Derek, and kind of just needs that sounding board before she eventually tells Derek. So what did you think about her approach on this episode and the reactions of people?
I thought everyone's reactions was pretty nice and good, except for Tanner on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said like, oh, why is this any different than Jed?
Oh, my gosh. I think and I saw like, Vinny say that. Tanner did it, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it is different. Mm-hmm. I feel like Demi has been open about her relationship, and also like maybe she wasn't open with Derek about it right off the bat, and sure she could have been. Mm-hmm. But she did say, hey, we're not exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to come do this because I wanted to, because I wanted
to. She
didn't
hide it from that girlfriend, right?
And didn't get engaged to somebody else while on the show.
Yeah.
While saying like, no, I'm committed to you. I'm coming back to you. I promise.
Yeah.
And I believe we see this woman come in next week or the week after.
Okay.
Like that's, you know, that's what they're leading me to believe.
Mm-hmm. Based on the previews we've seen and
based on the way she's talking, like, I feel like we wouldn't be talking this much about somebody that we never see.
Yeah. And she doesn't say her name or anything. So,
no.
Yeah.
And Tanner, You're trying to tell me this is the first time somebody has come on with a significant other? What was it, the season right at, like the season of Bachelor in Paradise, right after Nick's season? Pretty sure that every woman who came on the show had a boyfriend. Like, right. Alexis is like engaged to the guy she was dating then.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a season where we learned, like, oh, this is why nothing is happening with these people.
Yeah. So Corinne had a boyfriend. Yeah. You know, Alexis had a boyfriend. This person had a boyfriend. They're just on there for more clout.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You gotta love when like the alums chime in, and yeah, it's definitely not the same thing. Like, let's not bring Jed, like, let's not mention him anymore.
Yeah.
What did you think of Jordan and Demi as a duo roasting people as they walked past them?
This is mean, but like, it was. And nor do I condone some of the things they were saying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it was pretty funny. It made me laugh.
Yeah, I think we might have mentioned them as like kind of similar characters, or that they could get along. And I think this is like the fit for them. Like, they're not going to be a romantic match, but this is a good pairing. So in that sense, it'll be sad if Jordan is kicked out.
Yeah, and I love that she admitted, she's like, dude, I did not think I was going to like you.
Right. Yeah. And you just see the joy that Jordan has. He's just like giggling, and yeah, just loves having someone to kind of,
he's just having fun of. And right. I'm glad. Fun Jordan.
Yes. Yeah. He knows what he like his shtick and like what people remember him for. So, but he does worry that he's on the chopping block, and I don't really know like what would be his best move, like where to go, because definitely not Nicole.
I really don't know. Yeah. I don't think he has a move.
Right. So
maybe like on Yeka.
Yeah, she just said like, nobody's made me feel special, so just somebody. I feel bad for her. She's got a rose, like, yeah, equal opportunity. So Nicole, Christian arrives, so we find out that he was the guy who had the model off with Jordan at the mental all. Funnily enough, you know, it was like the mental all last year where people do this to try to get on Paradise, but now it's like a delayed 1 year later, he gets a cast on the show.
I'm so annoyed that he's here.
Yeah. I don't think he's there for long either, based on what this altercation that happens. I don't know if it's like to the level that you get kicked out, or just no one wants to give you a rose. But at the time that he arrives, he is also like, he gets like the big Mike reaction, which is weird because like Mike is really dreamy and was a character on the show, and this guy, like, nobody knows who he is. But apparently, you know, it's like the new fresh shiny bright shiny thing, and he only has his sights set on Nicole, and yeah, she's all about it. So he is sort of the total opposite of Clay. So where do you think Nicole's feelings lie based on this date? And
Clay.
It's like she's more attracted to Clay overall, but wants him to like get a new personality in a way, or like a new, like, be more alpha is what I'm getting. Like, she's like, yeah, like, you could be aggressive like him, be assertive. So yeah, this guy is just, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Very smooth, but like, it doesn't seem like genuine. So they go jet skiing, and this date really gets to Clay. Like, Jordan, he wasn't worried about, but Christian, he said, was like a knife to the heart that she accepted this.
Well, because Jordan's like fun, and Christian's just like, you can kind of see he's like suave almost, and like not in like a positive way.
Right. But I think it was it Tayshia that was like, oh, you could just see the spark between them. So I think he realized that, oh, she could be interested in. But yeah, he would just have these lines like, she's like, yeah, maybe like in Miami we could go to dinner. Oh, we can do more than dinner. And
yeah, it's like he was trying just a little too hard to make it happen.
Yeah. But they make out a lot, and then she like recaps
good
it
for
with
them.
Sydney.
You know, if you want to make out, have at her.
Yeah,
this is Bachelor in Paradise.
Nicole's
make
living
out as much
it
as
up.
You want.
Yeah. Then Demi and Derek have their talk. So she reveals to Derek, and he has an awesome reaction. I thought he's like okay, we can take things slow.
Because he's an adult man.
Right. Yeah. Derek, yeah, I'm enjoying him that he has another chance. And I don't know where it might work out. Like, if this woman does show up, it doesn't seem like he has any other interests right now. But I think he's around for a while with Demi. And he's just kind of, you know, was like, well, you know, I like what we have, but, you know, I'm aware she still has this going on. I feel closer to her learning this about her. So yeah, that was great. Then, JPJ was pretty invisible. We had like an opening scene with him sleeping in the pool. And then there was a scene where there were like two pillows, and I thought they were like normal sized pillows, like accent pillows, but then he was like completely beneath them. So they were, I guess they were giant pillows. And then this is another relationship out of nowhere, but like JPJ and Tayshia, where'd that come from?
I don't know, but I dig it.
Yeah, because I don't know that I would have predicted Nicole as being like, this is the one everyone's going to go for. I would have thought Tayshia. Like, we knew Hannah would be popular, but I thought Tayshia would be the one that everyone was clamoring over, and she kind of faded to the background. So I'm liking this, although I feel bad for Anyeka, but she said it was kind of just more platonic with him. So he's memorizing a poem, a Shakespeare, from Romeo and Juliet.
Sorry, I shut down at poems.
Yeah.
I don't care who wrote
not,
them.
Like, we've had a good streak where we haven't had poems for a while. And
poems and singing, just, I don't want you to express your feelings to me through works of art.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Yeah. She calls him a hot version of Heath Ledger. Like, is Heath Ledger someone that needs to be hot, like, more hot? Like,
I don't know.
Why? This seems wrong. Like, I would say, like, poor man's Heath Ledger, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's probably more fair.
Yeah. But, yeah, she said, like, it's funny because they were like, I can't remember who it was, Nicole, saying, like, yeah, he's kind of your type. And Tayshia seemed kind of embarrassed, but like, yeah, yep, he's my type. So I guess she likes,
yeah,
like,
that's
surfer
great
dudes.
Great.
Yeah. So yeah, JPJ is, yeah, loving life right now. And we kind of knew that he'd be staying around. So I guess, you know, if we hadn't seen this relationship develop with Tayshia, it seemed like he was in danger, but no, we know he's sticking around based on previews. So then we have the cliffhanger, or should I say the clay hanger, where there's a pinata. There's like this little date that Christian plans, and he pulls Nicole aside, and yeah, somehow like we like this move.
He tries to, but then Christian's like, "No, I tried to pull her aside yesterday.
Yeah, and you wouldn't let
me." And he says, "Well, you would spend all day with her." He's like, "Well, I'm not going to let you." And then so Clay goes, "You know what, Nicole? You're choosing to stay here. I'll just back out. Goodbye." And then.
Which is Jordan, a better move, I think.
Jordan's, and he comes and he's like, "Yo, I'm not gonna let anybody disrespect my buddy Clay, especially not this Christian dude." So he goes to steal the pinata
against Clay's advice.
Yeah, and Christian
didn't get his
not
blessing.
Happy about that.
No.
If I was Christian, just let it go. Just let him make it a fool out of himself. Who cares?
Yeah, I think
you didn't pay for that pinata.
Yeah, it's too bad the pinata wasn't shaped like a giant dog, because then it would just be like a complete like callback to last season with the stuffed animals.
Yes.
But I think that's what Jordan had in his mind. Like, he wants to recreate that scene. He wants the confetti flying everywhere, and he knows he's going home, so he's gonna go out with a bang. But I don't know if he was expecting like it to become a full out brawl, but that's what looks like happens. Like, security's getting involved. So we'll see this fallout the next week. Where do you think this goes? Do they get
I think they both get kicked out. We didn't see either of them in the preview.
True. Yeah, will they be like immediately kicked out, or just sort of like by default Nicole not choosing them? And
no, I think they'll be removed,
like kind of like Leo. Didn't Leo, that happened with Leo where he was like,
yeah, you know, we're just like on the challenge, when you fight you get removed. That's just what it is.
Yeah, it's not smart, not good. And so it's going to make Clay look even better to Nicole. Make the decision easy for her, I guess.
Yeah, so. I would, you know, I'd like to give my rose to Jordan saying about Christian's entrance. He wore athletic shoes to paradise, like on entrance. Go buy a pair of espadrilles, you effing dick.
Yes. Espadrilles getting called out. I love just the specificity of all his references and analogies. It's just, it's so good.
Oh yeah, I think that's what it is that's so like perfect about it.
Yeah, he'll really carry them through. Like, what did he say about like established couples? And he's like, well, I'm gonna like come in there and renovate. I'm gonna put up a backsplash. So yeah, he's really good. Or he tossed them aside like milk cartons in their lunch. Yeah. He's fun. So we will miss that part of it. All right. I think we're ready for questions. So if you have a long form question, Haley, where can people send that to us? We've got a couple emails this week.
You can email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
Or I should say we got a couple questions via email. One email from Dan from New York. He says, one, can you explain why everyone is allowed to explore multiple relationships, but if Blake or Hannah do it, they are Devil One and Devil Two?
I'm thinking maybe it's just because they've been a little bit shady about it beforehand. You know, it seems like everybody is trying to set some stuff up. I think Kaylin is also setting stuff up, so I'm not, you know, letting her off any hook. I think she just didn't do it. You know, she definitely did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say she didn't do it as well as Hannah, but it's just she also tried it and it failed with Blake. But like, I think it's working with Dean. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think they're within their right to explore multiple relationships. But they need to be a little bit more transparent about, you know, if a relationship had a leg up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which it seems like Hannah and Blake did. So.
Yeah, I think it's because of the secrecy and just the whole outside stagecoach drama that it's, I don't know that they're the devil, but it's just people are a little more suspect about it. Yeah. And I think because Dylan just seems so sweet, they're just protective of him. And they're kind of doing that with Clay as well. Like, oh, but this person is clearly the better choice. Like, how can you do this to this person kind of thing? Number two, Haley, is Amy invited to your wedding? Is Rob invited to your wedding? Is Randy Bailey invited to your wedding? We need the scoop. Okay, no pressure, Haley. Like, I didn't write this, so.
I know. No, Amy, you are invited to my wedding. I think you'd invite somebody that you talk to on a weekly basis for 5 years. I think that's like fair. Amy, you're a big part of my life. Of course, I'm inviting you. Don't feel any pressure to like have to travel here to do so, but. Just know that you're invited. Is Rob invited to? I feel like Rob has been invited to a number of patron weddings.
Oh, really?
In the past, and maybe not intended all of them. And so, like, I'm not gonna put that pressure on Rob. Oh. I know he doesn't want to come to like.
You know how can't you like invite? I mean, I would not suggest this, but I think you can invite like. The president to your wedding and get like an official thing from, I mean, you're a Canadian, but like, I think you can get like some kind of thing sent.
I'd be tempted to invite Meghan Markle.
Yeah. So like, I feel like Rob could be at like that ceremonial status where it's like, hey, I'm going to send this invite. And
Rob will send a letter.
Like maybe you'll get like a signed picture or you never know. Like maybe he'll be like, who is it that's always like, Bill Murray or something where they just like suddenly like show up and photobomb something like you just never know. I think you should invite Akiva to your wedding because it seems like he's really into weddings.
Gosh, Akiva. So,
like, what if Rob and Akiva, like that's where they want to meet up?
That would be fun.
Yeah. Randy Bailey?
Randy, I would doubt that Randy wants to come to my wedding. You know, he used to be a wedding videographer.
Ooh, true. You could hire him. Maybe you'll get a discount.
Maybe, yeah. So, Robin, Randy, if you really want to come to my wedding, let me know.
Gosh, this is like,
but I'm not gonna put that on you. I'm not gonna, you know, don't worry about it. We're good. We're good and fine.
Facebook questions. Brian Altschul. I'm shocked how much more I like VIP than Bachelor and Bachelorette. Is that normal?
I think it is normal. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like the moving dynamics that is Bachelor in Paradise. There's more people, there's more pieces moving around, there's more relationships and, like, you know, more leads, really. Because when you, if you don't like a lead, it makes it hard to watch a season. Where in Bachelor in Paradise, if you don't like a particular couple, well, you probably won't have to watch, like, that much of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's couple to couple.
And you can get to know some of these other people that you wouldn't otherwise see. Like, that's how grocery store Joe, like, really took off. Like, he was a night one character that people were drawn to, but then he got to live out, like, an amazing story that now he's still dating Kendall and living with her. So gotta go on Dancing with the Stars.
Like Astrid, who, you know, Rachel was like, Astrid is so great, like, I want you guys to see it. And she was pretty great, we liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now she lives in Canada, so I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. Living the dream. Felipe Shimon, who is more territorial, Noor over Amber on Are You the One, or Dylan over Hannah? And there is a T emoji. And I am watching Are You the One as well. So
I would say Noor over Amber. Like, Noor just has, like, this, like, I feel like Dylan is almost willing to let everything go, where Noor is not willing to let anything go.
Yeah.
Gosh, if you're not watching Are You the One this season, please start. So good.
So good.
Such a good season.
Yeah. Yeah, Nora's a lot more explosive. Dylan's more like, he's going to just, like, cry about it in his interviews, whereas Nora's going to confront somebody over it.
Yeah.
Will Holston, were you disappointed we didn't get to see the long-awaited reuniting of Jordan and Annalise, a couple you probably forgot was 100% serious for half of the last season of VIP? Oh my gosh. How did I totally forgot that.
What a trip.
He's just calling the shots exactly. Yeah, that's one of the guys that was into her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jenna showed up, and then it was just like he had the stars in his eyes. Justin Feinberg, are guys from Hannah's season now pursuing Kaylin in Paradise doing it as an act of petty revenge?
Ooh. Yes. Yes, they are.
I mean, Cam, where he was like, she... That's the bachelorette I wanted. Like, that's the ultimate.
Yeah, that's,
like,
that's
really
petty.
Petty
action there. Yep.
But I mean, I guess that can be accurate because you don't know who the bachelorette's going to be. A lot of us thought it would be Kaylin. So there are guys there. And Dylan, this is like dawning on me that he was definitely somebody who was like wanting it to be Hannah G. So, this is kind of where they can live out their alternate universe of bachelorette season. So hopefully it's more that, like, no, this is the person that I was just drawn to, not taking it out on Hannah B. Kimberly Berquist, is Will's too normal for this BS?
Yes, we love Will so much.
Just why can't Wills and Bibby just figure it out? I just ship them. I don't know why. Scott St. Pierre, our wonderful producer, did Jordan jump on a sword and probably get him and Christian kicked out since Jordan didn't have a rose partner anyhow?
I think maybe.
Ooh. Conspiracy theory.
What's his name? Jordan's pretty cunning.
Yeah. I mean, he knew he was going, so I mean, I think he figured he was going.
Yeah. So he's like, you know what? Let's get this other guy out with me because I want Clay to have a better chance.
Yeah. But yeah, he should just gone for Onyeka. Somebody that was on the fence. I forgot to mention that now it looks like Mike and Sydney, they kind of became, well, he was into Sydney.
Yes. Cute couple. I'm
in. Sydney was like still vague. So we don't know where that's going to go, but how can you let go of Mike? Like, you just can't. So that could be possible. And then we had a tweet also from Kimberly Berquist. She said, I just got Joe Anglim flashbacks when seeing Dean. Anyone?
Yeah, I totally get that. After seeing Dean's mustache, Ethan suggested that he grow one. He doesn't really have the capability to grow facial hair, so I suggested against that.
Maybe wait till Movember, because then it's like you're in good company when people are doing it, maybe?
Yeah, that's what he thought.
Okay. And then, the question that we got about, like, enjoying VIP more, I was wondering if that's what Ethan is finding yet, because this is his first year of watching these shows.
Yeah, I think he's liking it. He's just getting really frustrated with, we've watched, how many hours? 8 hours of this, and we've gotten one rose ceremony.
Yeah, join the club. Yes, this always happens. So yeah, I'm sure we'll start out next week after the fight resolves. It is the rose ceremony. So they're going to go from 13 guys, right, to 9? Like 4 guys are going to go home?
Yes.
So then it's more women showing up. So you think that Demi's girlfriend is going to show up in this next batch?
Yeah. Like, I think Hannah's coming in to, like, listen, I brought your girlfriend.
Oh.
Like, I don't think Hannah's here to be on the show.
No. Yeah, because they show Hannah be arriving. And it's like, she could technically be on the show. But at that point, in real time, we don't, like, they didn't know what happened with her season, right? So, but we know that she could have been, like, well, for all we know, like, depending on the timing, she might not have gotten, the People article might not have been out yet. So maybe she was still happily engaged at that point.
Maybe.
It's like overlapping, like really close, I think. So
we'll have to look and see if there's a ring on her finger.
Right. So she goes in. That makes a lot of sense because we saw that segment with Demi talking to Hannah about it beforehand. So that would be a good like storyline. Like, oh yeah, I just like took a flight with this you're a woman.
Like, why else would they have Hannah talking to her at the beginning of this and then bring Hannah in halfway through?
Yeah. I mean, we saw Becca show up before, but that's when, like, Colton was, like, really broken up about her. And we haven't seen, like, anyone being like, oh, I still, like, have not healed from Hannah B, right? So, but that's what when I initially saw that, that's why I was thinking it was going to be some kind of segment like that. But yeah, I'm buying your theory.
But, like, Demi would not be that excited. She'd not be that confused. If it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm being misled by the previews, but I don't think so. I feel like we've been leading up to this. Mm. And when we saw her making it with a girl, we couldn't place that girl.
Right. We're like, who's this blonde? Which cast member is this? And yeah, so far that we don't see a blonde cast member that could be, I mean. Didn't look like
it makes no sense for us to keep hearing about this woman if we're not going to see her.
Right. Or Demi's not just going to leave to go like see her or something.
Yeah.
Any other women that you think are going to come in and shake things up? I don't think we got a preview of anyone else showing up besides Hannah B.
I don't even remember. Let me look and see who else we should be expecting this season.
Is Angela on this season?
Yeah.
Plays Angela?
I feel like it would have been made a bigger deal if she was coming up.
Yeah, she might be more like that late, like that last minute, like, oh, Clay and Nicole are looking pretty strong.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Angela. Yeah, who else is, I think that girl, there's just some like more of like those forgettable characters. Like, I think that girl, Caitlin from Colton's season is going to be on, and she was out really early. I can't think of anyone
else. I'm trying
else.
To like look up, because my favorite website, The Ashley, had it. So I'm typing in The Ashley, Bachelor in Paradise, but obviously I'm only getting news stories about Ashley Iaconetti getting married.
Oh, yep. That was the news story that we forgot to mention. Anything that you, like, were you following this on Instagram?
I was tangentially following it. I was like, oh, if a picture popped up in my Explore feed, I looked at it, but I wasn't, like, actively searching it out. I think she looked very pretty. I liked her dresses. Not my taste, not what I would go for, but very much her.
Her, yeah.
I think that the bridesmaids' dress were an abomination for this time of year. They're like heavy green, like brocade dresses, and they were pretty, but like just for like December, not August.
Yeah. Yeah. I only saw Jade wearing it, so I guess I didn't put it together with the whole like setting of the wedding. But I think they got married in a church, but then they were in Newport, which we saw on Hannah B's season. And, you know, an outdoor reception at this gorgeous mansion in Newport that looks out on the water. So yeah, I agree, you want something a little more breezy, right? Or let them change at the reception. Like, I think she changed dresses at the reception, obviously.
She had 3 dresses.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Kind of surprised that there has to be some kind of like special coming out about it, right? Like, even online, because they had like their whole some web series and
I don't know. Like, I feel like we would have gotten more hype about it.
Maybe. Yeah. Because it just seems so elaborate. And just like this princess fairy tale wedding. But yeah, Jade and Tanner could not make it because of her young baby who was born in the closet. And so I saw a picture of Jade just like wearing her bridesmaid's dress just to wear it.
I would be pissed if I spent like probably at least $500 on that shit and then didn't get to wear it.
Yeah, but I'm sure she got it for free, right? I think they got all these things for free.
That's kind of what I said, but it's still, I'd be mad.
Yeah. Well, and I think it'd be mad. Like, she can't fault them because, like, you don't know when you're going to have a baby or whatever, but, yeah. Like, you think you'd maybe want to get someone else to wear it and be in, like, don't you need to balance out the party? Or, and Tanner was supposed to be, like, the officiant, so they had Elon Gale.
Yeah.
So Elon Gale did it. I thought for sure she'd go with Ben Higgins, but yeah, I kind of like that she went with, like, a little more personality, so kind of quirky. And then I was kind of surprised by, like, one person on the guest list, or one couple on the guest list, because I think Crystal and Chris were there, and I didn't really see, like, what is their link? Because I know there was, like, some drama about, like, oh, they didn't invite Vanessa to the wedding because Nick was going to be there. And then they said, oh, that's not the reason. But we just had to, like, cut our list short. We can't invite everyone from Bachelor Nation.
Fair. It's like, yeah, good point. I don't know.
Chris and Crystal, like, yeah, I get that Ashley and Jared attended their wedding in Paradise that should be coming up because they're, right. Like, characters. And that's kind of like, okay, you just have to agree to that in the contract that random people are going to come to your wedding. But I don't think they needed to return the favor and by any means and invite them to their wedding. That seemed really weird. Like, Caitlin obviously was on a season with Ashley and Jared. So Caitlin and Jason were there. Nick was there. Cupcake was there. Jade and Tanner were supposed to be there. I think Carly and Evan were there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, that Chris and Crystal just seemed like really random. So that was my only query on that. Yeah, anything else? Were there any other news stories that we made?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah, the stories of the text messages have still been kind of continuing and just getting different people's reactions on that.
Yeah, Kaylin released a statement. I'm not going to read it because I don't feel like it. I think it was sketchy of Blake to do that, obviously. It's just, but Kaylin's sketchy. They're all sketchy. Everyone on the show is sketchy. That's why they're on the stupid show.
Yeah, Caitlin Bristow and Jason. Jason was on the season with Blake on Becca's season. So they're kind of team Blake on this. But most people are not pro, like, releasing the text messages. And Nick had a big thing on his podcast about, like, how you know, it's not, he was saying, like, Blake reached out to multiple people to get advice and that nobody or most people did not, you know, no one in Bachelor Nation that he reached out to advised him to do it, and he did it anyway, and that he had been planning it for a long time. It wasn't like some spur of the moment thing. So yeah, that was not great.
Nope.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. Haley, did you get any takes from Doug? Is he following Paradise?
He is. Yep. If we record on Wednesday, it's good for him because he has, like, softball on Tuesday nights or something like that. So, who presented the English language the worst? Cam with the world's most terrible poem, JBJ stuttering through Shakespeare, or Jordan saying, "I like words."
I feel like didn't he say that to Annalise last year too?
Did he?
I feel like it was something along those lines, or whatever she was into. It was like, yeah, I like this. Yeah, Nicole's a writer. I did not know that. But
didn't know that. No clue. No. Okay, cool. Best part of this week was when they cut to Dylan about to confront Hannah and Blake, but the tension was ruined by Demi telling a story about vomiting in a cowboy boot in the background. Wow, did not notice that.
No, I didn't either. There's a lot of shots of Blake just, like, being really goofy, like, dancing around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where people, like, as, like, the background while people are talking shit about him.
Tough look, man. Tough look. Perhaps I should be a relationship consultant after suggesting last week that Bibiana should have just gone to Stagecoach. She echoed that sentiment by saying that she would still be there if she hooked up with Blake. Yay for my Nostradamus level abilities to help others.
Yes. Yeah, what is Stagecoach going to be like next year? Get your tickets now, people.
Yikes. Why isn't everyone going after Katie? She's the best girl there by a long shot. If any of your internet friends know Katie, please set us up.
That is awesome.
If any of you guys know Katie, IRL,
yeah,
send them to me.
She's not still with Chris, even if she is. That was another surprise. Yeah. Yeah. Why was she struggling? But I guess maybe not. Maybe, like, apparently she and Chris had this whole thing this whole time, and Will's just offered the rose first or something.
Yeah.
Where does this leave Christina? Christina got the rose from Chris, and we didn't even really talk about her, but she's still there. She's handing out a rose. Where is it going to go? Yes.
I don't know.
Could she give it to Jordan? Because it's like, oh, he's fun to be around.
I really don't think he's staying. Like, I think he's getting kicked out.
Okay.
There's no way they take a guy who tackled somebody else and let him stay. Like, that's just not.
They just love Jordan so much, though.
I know, but like, they have to draw a line.
Because there's that scene where she's sitting with Jordan and like, oh, we're a twosome, like, just kidding. And then Cam's like, off the side, actually a threesome.
That's
like,
oh,
he's like,
God.
ER, like, oh. Yeah. So, is anybody saving Cam?
No.
No.
I think if one of the girls had like an extra rose, she'd be like, and I'm just going to break this one.
You are not staying. Maybe Christina could save Wells. Maybe there's hope for Wells.
Like, ooh, good call.
Yeah.
All I wanted was for Cam to walk into the ocean and never be seen again, like that girl, Kristen. Remember Kristen?
Oh, yes.
She got hit by a big wave. Doug sent me the gif of it. Like, good job. I didn't know Doug knew how to send gifs over text. And yes, that's how I say gif. Leave me be.
Yes. yeah. I forgot about her as well.
Please come up with a new clay catchphrase that's even dumber than, why is the ice so slippery? Because that's what ice does. Wow, that is bad.
Yeah, that was him trying to say, like, oh, well, I can't be mad. This is part of the game. And then, yeah, he really thought he was on a roll with those, with those jokes.
Not great. It was quite encouraging to see everyone be so positive with Demi. Yay for the show for not being terrible for once. P.S. I'm sure the producers will find a way to make the situation terrible ASAP. I agree with you. It's going to somehow go into that.
Oh my gosh, we can hope,
right? I
think it's
right? Just because it feels so overproduced.
Yeah, like if her girlfriend arrives, like it's just gonna, yeah, they're just gonna overdo it.
Yeah. And would you rather go on a date with a not flattering zipline face Cam or a tour guide who disclosed that he lost his virginity in the very spot you were standing?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
I think I would have to go with the tour guide because I'm more superficial than I'd like to let on, and I wouldn't want
the
height's not great. The gifts that are going around of Nicole, even worse. Want to avoid that. Thank you.
Yeah. At least she's like including it, like she's embracing it in a way. Like she's had a few tweets of her own. So whereas Sydney, like there's a tweet going around of her of a gif of like her perfect entrance, like doing the splits, her opening credits. So
yeah.
That's more how you wanna look.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's it from Doug.
All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Instagram and Twitter at @strong_, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
And you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next week, when we will have a special guest.
Allegedly.
We thought we would this time, but scheduling conflict. So stay tuned for that. All right.
Maybe.
Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.